4. In this part, you will hear a report of an operational incident. The recording will be played only once, and you are allowed to take notes. After the recording ends, you will have to describe the incident in the recording and provide as many details as you can. After that, I will ask you some follow-up questions. Do you understand the instructions?
Yes, I do.
On November the 12th, at around 16:38, an MD-81 en route from Denmark entered the Lambourne Lima Alpha Mike holding pattern prior to making an approach to land at London's Heathrow Airport. 2 minutes later, a Boeing 737-400 from Amsterdam, also bound for Heathrow, called on the same frequency and was also instructed to hold at Lima Alpha Mike. The MD-81 was instructed to descend to flight level 140 and subsequently reported at that level. The Boeing 737 was then instructed to descend to flight level 150, and this instruction was correctly read back by the crew. 1,000 feet vertical separation is the minimum permitted in this airspace. But by 16:44, vertical separation had reduced to 100 feet, and the two aircraft had closed to around 750 meters horizontally. The Boeing 737, at its lowest, had descended to 14,052 feet, 1013 hectopascal. The controllers were devoting their attention to other flights. Their attention was drawn to the incident when an automatic system, the short-term conflict alert, activated to indicate that there was a possible imminent loss of separation requiring immediate attention. The Boeing 737 successfully climbed back to flight level 150.
This is an incident about a level bust that took place on November the 12th at around 16:38 time during approach at Heathrow Airport. The two aircraft involved were an MD-81, which was en route from Denmark, and the Boeing 737 from Amsterdam. Both aircraft were bound for Heathrow Airport. I will try to give you as many details as I can from the notes I've taken. So the situation was as follows. The MD-81 entered the Lima Alpha Mike holding pattern before making an approach to land at Heathrow Airport. 2 minutes later, the Boeing 737 entered the frequency and was instructed by ATC to hold at the same Lima Alpha Mike point. The MD-81 was instructed to descend to flight level 140, and the pilots reported that level. The Boeing 737 was instructed to descend to flight level 150, and the pilots read back the correct information. The vertical separation minima in the airspace was 1,000 feet. At 16:44 time, vertical separation had reduced to 100 feet and the two aircraft had closed to around 750 feet horizontally. The 737 had descended to 14,052 feet. Unfortunately, the ATC were not paying enough attention as they were dealing with other flights when they received a short-term conflict alert that indicated something was wrong. In the end, the 737 successfully climbed back to level flight 150.
Thank you. We will now continue with a follow-up question. Most people in the aviation industry believe that flying is the safest means of travel. Do you share the same belief? Why?
Yes, I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't have chosen to be a pilot, obviously. If you look at the statistics, traveling by airplane still remains the safest way to travel, despite all the accidents that have taken place so far. I strongly believe that with all the technical developments and that have taken place so far and will take place in the future, the risk of aircraft accidents and incidents will be reduced to minimum and people will feel safe and choose to fly as much as possible.
Thank you very much. This is the end of part 4 and the end of the language proficiency test.
Thank you.